of wrong. Got us and sometimes even love. When everything goes quiet, it's musical pain. Trixie and rock, coffee's in and sometimes fine. Don't you cry, but when he lives his life, mostly you just like you and I.
A picture of Dorian Gray. cry. We'll be right back. You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. Of course, you may also be listening to us through any of the stations that syndicate the program or through the iHeartRadio app. This is Adam and Dave, and we're coming back from a set of music featuring kind of a pairing of an older song with a newer release featuring a principal artist, Adrian Lenker, who is the principal songwriter for Big Thief. But we actually heard their vocals for the title track of Capacity, their album all the way back in 2017, which I believe was the sophomore release for Big Thief. And anyone who's listened to the show knows I obviously really love the group. Their last double album, whose long title is escaping my mind right now, Dragon Mountain something something, was it was one of my favorites of the year. And this new solo release, which we heard before Big Thief, is fantastic. A completely analog recording on reel-to-reel featuring nothing but unplugged instrumentation with Adrian Lenker, one of their strongest, if not indeed their strongest solo release so far. It's titled Bright Future. And the song we played was interesting because it was called Vampire Empire, which I'm sure a lot of fans of Big Thief realize was a single dropped by the group last year. Mm-hmm. So this was actually their rendition of a song that they had previously done with Big Thief. And truth be told, I kind of like this folky countrified version a bit better. It's a fantastic album. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll mainly cry because it's Adrian Lenker, but you know, still great stuff from this artist. And we heard something a little bit more obscure coming from the sunny shores of Canada before that. We heard a band, called The Auras.
Yeah, we heard from the Psych Pop 2. This was a compilation album that came out, I believe, mid-2000s. And there was two volumes. Not sure if there was ever a third, but we heard this track from the band The Auras. It's definitely more psyche, and we heard the song The Peacock.
Mm-hmm. You can find that off of Optical Sounds, a label that I think still pressing compilations in various small group artists as well.
Not 100%, but yeah, they're based out of Toronto, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then we heard some music going back a little further than that.
Quite a bit further, back to 81, I think it was, with Television Personalities, with And the Kids, sorry, and Don't the Kids Just Love It? We heard Picture of Dorian Gray, very jangly post-punk, kind of one of the first groups that really made that divide where they weren't just doing the straight-ahead, cold, almost mechanical post-punk sound that was popularized by Joy Division and Jerudy Column, but doing something a little bit more jangly and warm, which definitely, I think, was a precursor for groups like The Smiths and REM that would come down the road. Prior to that, a really awesome group called Corridor. We heard something from their latest EP titled Mimi.
Yeah, we heard another track, Mon Argent, and they sing in French, I believe, on all the songs, but only two have been released so far. This is the second single from this forthcoming release, which I believe is coming out in May through the Mothland label, I believe. And then we started off with brand new music from The Scenics, a post-punk band from the late 70s, early 80s, based out of Toronto. Supreme Echo, the label Supreme Echo, is putting this out via vinyl, and you can hear some of the tracks digitally online right now through their Bandcamp page. This is a new release of archival recordings called New in Town from 1976, and we heard a song called Garthison.
So coming up next, we're going to be playing some music that is, I guess, Toronto-based, because we're going to be hearing from Little Girls, which is going to be awesome. They're a now no longer operating group that really defined a lot of the post-punk scene happening in the city. Come around the early 2010s, we're going to hear something from an EP of theirs, but we're going to start off with a newer track from the group Spectres.
Yeah, based out of Vancouver. I believe it's been a while since they've had something out. They had a single out, I think, was it towards the end of last year that we played, called AM Gold, I think. And anyways, this is a new track from the new album, which is out now, called Presence. We're going to hear Dominion to start off this set here of Revolution Rock.
Bye.